Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of August 2018. Supreme Court has observed that the question whether the challenge to the validity of Article 35A is to be referred to a constitution bench shall be considered by a three-judge bench on the 27th of August. Supreme Court has notified the guidelines for designation of lawyers and advocates on record as senior advocates. Supreme Court has said that householders in the national capital hardly make effort to take time to do the simple task of segregating biodegradable waste and non-biodegradable waste like plastic covers, etc., within his own home before it is handed over to the waste collectors in their neighborhood. Supreme Court has cancelled the interim protection from arrest given to two clergymen, accused of sexually abusing a married woman, and asked them to surrender by the 13th of August. Supreme Court has warned that those obstructing the government officials from carrying out sealing of unauthorized and illegal constructions in Delhi would be sent directly to the Tihar jail from the court. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, New Delhi has held that the court of competent jurisdiction may proceed with criminal proceeding under Section 138 of Negotiable Instrument Act even during the period of moratorium under Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code. Gujarat High Court has allowed a man to file his income tax return, ITR, manually instead of doing it online, which requires linkage to Aadhaar card, and directed the IT department to accept the same. Madras High Court has rejected the plea made by a woman to change the date of birth in class 10 and 12 school certificates on the basis that her parents had given the wrong date of birth during admission to class 1. Hyderabad Bench of National Company Law Tribunal has directed the Resolution Professional, RPA, of Deccan Chronicle Holdings Limited, DCHL, to place the revised resolution proposal of Shreyas Investment Arm, Vision India Fund, before the Committee of Creditors, COC, for consideration. Delhi High Court has rebuked the Central Public Works Department for failing to abide by its repeated assurances to the court that it will restore Mahatma Gandhi's memorial Rajghat. Delhi High Court has observed that it was unfortunate and painful that a 108-foot Hanuman statue was allowed to be raised on public land. Delhi High Court has expressed concern over non-release of inmates languishing in prisons for a long period of time despite orders of bail in their favor. Delhi High Court has directed online shopping giant Amazon to delist sellers selling counterfeit products of lifestyle brand Beverly Hills Polo Club on its platform. Uttarakhand High Court has banned commercial use of elephants in the state and directed the Forest Department to rescue the pachyderms deployed for commercial purposes. Kerala High Court has dismissed a petition seeking to declare the practice of sacramental confession to be unconstitutional. Rajya Sabha has passed a crucial bill seeking to provide death penalty to those convicted of raping girls below the age of 12 years. Rajya Sabha has passed a bill to provide constitutional status to the National Commission for Backward Classes. Lok Sabha has unanimously passed the SC/ST Amendment Bill, which nullifies requirements imposed by Supreme Court of undertaking preliminary inquiry and of procuring approval prior to making an arrest. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has extended the deadline for a resolution plan for the Stress Bhushan Power and Steel Limited, BPSL, till the 13th of August. NCLAT has held that it is not in the domain of adjudicating authority to decide the requirement of minimum tangible net worth of one or other category of eligible resolution applicant, which is a matter for experts like Committee of Creditors to decide. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has appointed a committee headed by a former Allahabad High Court judge to monitor the compliance of various directions given by it in relation to pollution in Ganga and its tributaries.